First of all, how are you?
Very good. I'm excited to play.
Are you honored to be back at a State of Trance Festival?
Hey,
how does it feel like?
It feels like being back home. I was last here 2 years ago. And, you know, the main stage here is just one of the best crowds in the world. You have people coming from all over Europe, especially people that may like your music but have never seen you play before. So that's always exciting for me. And, yeah.
Your track, Saving Light, together with Stendhalrike and Kellyanne, was voted the tune of the year.
Yeah.
What's the feeling like?
I'm just really fortunate to have just worked with such amazing people. I mean, I think that was the third time I won the Tune of the Year, and every time I'm just lucky to have had such amazing people to work with. You know, Christina Novelli with Concrete Angel, you with Bo Bruce, Brian Kearney remix, and now this one. So pretty amazing for me to, you know, I'm just the guy that gets to be the lucky face of a lot of these tracks. You know, working with such talented people has been amazing.
And how long did it take for you to produce the track? I mean, at which moment did you say, okay, that's it, I finished it?
It was really a long time, over 6 months. Probably from starting the original demo to finishing the track, 9 months. But, you know, we first played a demo in June 2016, and the track came out in February 2017. But, and here's what I've learned, you know, you only ever get to finish a track once. The version you finish with, I gotta be happy with that version for the rest of my life, because it's always gonna be the finished version. So I spent a very long time towards the end of a track, if I think it's gonna be big, making a lot of small changes just to try and get it. You never get it perfect, but as close as possible.
I read your Facebook post. I remember it like maybe 1 year ago. Like, get rid of the cell phone, get rid of the internet, and just focus on what you're doing. Have you ever experienced like a lack of inspiration? If so, how do you deal with it? I mean, you have a family.
How
hard is it to produce a song inside a house for big crowds? I mean,
it's okay. I mean, my studio is pretty nice, and it's soundproofed, and it's tied off for my house, so I can go and shut the door and really get in the zone. But, you know, if I'm feeling uninspired, which, you know, it happens pretty often, I'll go and do something else, or I'll walk the dog, go for a swim. But usually when finishing a track, which is the hardest bit, the best thing to do is just make lists. Lists of all the things you need to do. Fix the bass line, change a hi-hat, put in that effect. And then you just work through the list. And when you work to a list, it doesn't matter whether you're inspired or not. You've got your list, you do the things on the list.
And you do the list.
Yeah. The early stages, you need to be inspired. But when it comes to finishing a track, that last 20%, it's really hard because you're pretty bored with the track by that point. So I'd recommend to everyone, just make a list and do the list and you'll get it finished.
Does your little daughter listen to trance?
No, she listens to it. She doesn't necessarily like
it. She has to produce it, I mean.
Yeah. No, she hears it, and I've like FaceTimed her from stage, and she's gone, oh, daddy playing music. I don't think she quite likes it yet, but she certainly listens to it.
And Sansa.
That's it, yeah.
That is for her, song.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So we got the name from the Game of Thrones TV show, which we just loved. And for me, that was the best track on my 100 Reasons to Live album. So I dedicated that one to her.
Have you ever tried the trance track?
What, is it an uplifting track?
No. Have you ever tried to a trance track?
Oh, definitely.
Like, because trance is all about emotion. Have you ever experienced it like in that way?
Yeah, funny enough, the reason why I knew Saving Light was a good track, when we first had our demo and we first had the vocal, every time I listened to it, I'd get like a tear and like a shiver down the back of my neck. And I was thinking, eventually this is going to stop working. But basically it was like, it kept happening. First like 20 or 30 times, and then before long, you know, the effect goes away. But the fact that track made me cry like 30 times, I was like, yeah, this is the one.
And is it hard to be a producer / DJ and a family man simultaneously?
I think it's just balance. I mean, I don't travel as much as I used to. Like, I used to travel like all the fucking time, whereas now I really value that time at home. I really value the time at home with my family. So, you know, I used to do 120, 130 shows a year. Now,
well, yeah, every 3 days you're...
Yeah, I was always always traveling. Whereas now, like, you know, probably like 40 or 50. I just do much less. So, and that's nice for me. I pick the really fun ones like this, and that's it.
And just for the end, is there a trance track that you produced and that you're most proud of? Why?
The ones of mine that are probably my most favorites. You know, Concrete Angel was the one that changed my life and my career the most. Yeah. So I'm really proud of that one. And in terms of non-instrumental, there's many I love. One called Mistral, which started my career. Probably Long Way Home, I think, is one of the best
similar
ones I've made.
To Sansa, but not
similar
really
to Sansa,
not
yeah.
To Sansa.
Yeah, I think Long Way Home for me probably is one of the best tracks I've made. It's hard. Normally I like things when I just finish them.
And is it difficult to like balance family life and traveling all around?
Just take less gigs. That's what I find. Yeah, just don't do as many gigs as before.
But it's gonna hurt fans' feelings.
You know, here's why I'm lucky, right? So before I had a family, I'd been to 75 countries. I'd done all the gigs I ever wanted to, EDC, Coachella, Ultra Music Festival, Estate of Trance. So I'd achieved pretty much all of those life goals before I had a family.
Yep.
Now, if I had a family 10 years ago, it would have been really hard and I would have missed a lot of time because I would have had to have done those things. Whereas now, I'd already done them and I was like, yeah, I'll do a State of Trance like now and again, but I don't need to go and do these shows all the time because I want to focus on family. So
I don't know if you were over time, but there is one question
that
really interests me. Like the DJ Mag is like sanctuary, you know, it's like the holy grail everybody wants to be in.
I mean, not quite everybody.
Yeah, because with CB Anti-5,
Yes. Like
you trolled it in your music video.
Yeah.
And when Hardwell did it with Dimitri Vegas and Like Mike,
Yeah. You
didn't go to Tomorrowland.
Yes, year.
But how do you feel about it? How come that you're so open about your opinion? Does it...
No, it...
How important is... Is it to be like in the industry and to be on the list?
I mean, for me it's not, but like, hey, I've been around forever and I've been in the list, so I've kind of already had those benefits. Like for me, I played that game for a very long time, promoting yourself like some sort of fucking politician, making sure you buy the adverts in the DJ magazine,
Yep. And
all the other stuff that goes into getting it high in that list. And we showed what that stuff is in the CVNT5 video. And for me, it was just like, I got into music to make music and to play music.
Yep.
And for me, all of that promotion, like a fucking politician, just didn't feel right for me. So, I just took 1 year and said, you know what, fuck this, I don't wanna be part of it anymore, and here's how it works. But I don't judge those that wanna play the game and wanna be part of it, because I was in a fortunate position, I'd already done it. So for me to turn around and walk away after already being like top 10 in that list, I could do it. And funny enough for me, by the way, since I'm no longer in that list, I played a bigger crowds and get paid more money. So
it's too commercialized, let's be honest.
I just think as long as artists know, you don't need to be in any list to have a good career.
Yep.
You know, you look at the United States right now, some of the artists that are the biggest and sell the most tickets have not been top of that list. You know, you take somebody like Avicii, who for a few years was without doubt the biggest electronic musician in the world, and he wasn't high in the list.
Yep.
And like Calvin Harris, highest paid DJ in the world,
Yep. He's
never been number one in the list.
Yeah.
So the thing is, like, hey, it's something we have and it's cool and people can get into it, just not my thing anymore.
Yeah, it was a real pleasure talking to you.
Absolute pleasure.
I'm a huge fan.
Well, those are great questions.
Yeah. Thank you. And just for the radio, I would kind of ask you to record two IDs.
Yeah.
The first one is like, hi guys, this is Gareth Emery and you're listening to Enter Zagreb.
Enter Zagreb.
Enter Zagreb. And since it is our fourth birthday,
hi
guys, this is Gareth Emery and I want to wish Enter Zagreb a happy birthday.
Perfect.
And that's it.
That's that.
Two versions and we're done.
Got it, that's that. Yeah. Hey there, this is Gareth Emery, and you're watching Enter Zagreb.
And the other one for the birthday?
Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey there, this is Gareth Emery, and I want to wish Enter Zagreb a very happy birthday. Have a good one, guys.
Gareth, like...
That was awesome, that great
a
interview.
A real honor.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Hey,
thank you very much.
Thank you. Hey.